kid chicken.
You have that animal with a real bad, powerful smell?
Yeah. Very kidding. We don't have too many of those. And it was a long time we didn't have none at all here. Just late years that we started having them.
Black and white?
Yeah.
Call them?
Skunk. We call it a skunk. I don't know what y'all call it.
Polecat. Did you have a name for all those animals, you know?
Well, just like polecat, we call it a skunk. That's what we call it.
Would you have a name for one name that would cover all those animals? You know, you hear one out in the house and you say, I'm going to get me a gun and go kill that.
Well, yeah, we name them according to what they are. That's just like a chicken hawk. You know, we don't have many of those.
You don't?
No, we used to have plenty of those there.
Well, we used to call all the animals that would bother us varmints.
That's the way I
live. Well, what about the fish you get here? Tell me about some of the fish you get here.
Well, they have, they got six or seven different kinds of fish. We got crawfish, we got shoe pigs, and we got perch, and stockade,
and what about
bass?
Seafood you get?
Well, that's fish that we eat now. Perch, stockade, bass, catfish. That's the kind of fish we eat. Like shoe pig, there's a lot of people eat that. We don't eat that. Me, I don't eat that. I don't put it. And goldfish, I don't care for that meat.
You ever get any?
A lot of people eat them, you know. All them fish I named, a lot of people eat them.
You ever get anything from down in the Gulf?
Oh, yeah. Well, we get speckled trout, sea cats. That's the only fish we got. I fish for in the Gulf.
And
crabs and shrimp.
You ever get those things that come in shells?
Well, a crab, you know, that come in shells with two big paws.
Yeah.
Well, we catch a lot of those in the Gulf.
Pearls come in what?
Oysters, there's a lot of oysters that you can buy out there.
Yeah. There are only certain times of the year when you can eat oysters, though, isn't it?
Well, they say that you eat oysters whenever they got an R in the month.
When would that be?
January, February, March, April. May is not good. June is
amazing.
July, August, September, October, November, December.
You could eat them in?
No, the winter months.
Oh, I see. That would be
every month that's got an R in it, the oysters are good. Of course, now in the Gulf, when you go to Grand Isle, the oysters are good putting there all the time. If you get them when they get them out of the bed and bring them out, you know. But after they stay out one or two days, they get milky, you know, they get, instead of being clear water in the oysters, you know how they got that clear water in the oysters. Well, it's got kind of, well, that water gets kind of milky after a few days that they got it out from the bed. Yeah. We got plenty of problems.
Where do they stay?
They stay in the ground. Except when the season comes, that day. See, all the winter months, and that day in the ground. Like now, they in the ground. You don't catch crawfish now. In March, last part of February, March, April, May, June, beginning of June, and then that's about it. And they got a place down there where called Pierreport. Well, them people make a living off of that. In other words, they sell them crawfish at 45, 50 cents a pound. it ain't nothing for a man to go out there and catch. Of course, they got, it's kind of expensive for them to get ready. They got to have a boat, and they got maybe 100 to 150 traps. And then they got to put baits in that trap. You know, they got to use some kind of bait to put in it, either fish or fish that they get from Texas and other parts of the country that they get you, and they put that in, they buy that and put in them cages. And it ain't nothing for a man to catch 1,000, 2,000 pound of carp a day. Fella makes you $400 a day. But they got expenses too with that, you know, they got to make all them cages, and there's a lot of work to go out there and raise them cages every day and bait them, and they work long hours catching frogs.
What do you hear around the pond at night?
On the pond?
Yeah, around here. Do you ever hear about the frogs croaking?
Well, yeah, you hear frogs, big frogs hollering, aren't they? Not too often. There ain't no water that lays there. We used to have a lot of frogs, yeah, but we don't.